Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has announced he will take action if Russia is involved in the latest ransomware attacks against thousands of small businesses in America. Dan Araki has more.
A criminal group has demanded $70 million in a ransomware attack that may have compromised up to 1 million computers, the biggest ransomware attack recorded. The attack against Kaseya VSA occurred over the holiday weekend, exposing clients who use the firm's software to remotely perform IT services. Investigators into the attack say more than 1,500 businesses could be affected. The group Our Evil has claimed responsibility for the attack, offering a universal decryption tool for the ransom. That's the same group with ties to Russia that executed an attack on meat processor JBS on Memorial Day, where they extorted $11 million from the company.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Monday the gradual easing of pandemic restrictions at the Canada-U.S. border. Canada's restrictions barring non-essential travel with the U.S. will remain in place till at least July 21st. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Tropical storm Elsa has made its way up the Florida Straits Tuesday morning and is bearing down on the Florida Keys after killing at least three people in the Caribbean. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We're preparing for the risk of isolated tornadoes, storm surge, heavy rainfall, and flash flooding. I'm encouraging Floridians to begin their preparation efforts. This includes having a stock disaster supply kit with at least 7 days of supplies and developing a disaster plan ahead of the storm.
Elsa's maximum sustained winds hit about 60 miles an hour late Monday and was headed north-northwest at 12 miles an hour. First detected in Peru, scientists are concerned that a new COVID-19 variant may be resistant to COVID-19 vaccines. The Lambda variant, also known as C37, was discovered in August last year, but has only been recognized as a potential global threat in recent weeks, with the World Health Organization declaring it a variant of interest on June 17th. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The mixed messaging from federal agencies informing Americans on pandemic protocols continues to confuse. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Tony Fauci said that fully vaccinated Americans should go the extra step and wear masks when traveling to parts of the country with low vaccination rates. Fauci's comments are at odds with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who said that fully vaccinated Americans are safe from the variants that are circulating in the United States. When it comes to wearing masks in states with low vaccination rates, Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox News medical contributor, reminds everyone.
In Mississippi, there's been less than 200 new cases a day over the past week, with only three deaths over the entire week. In Wyoming, less than 80 new cases a day, with one death over the entire week. So if you're in Wyoming or Mississippi, which don't have the kind of vaccine compliance I want or Dr. Fauci wants, what's the chances that you're going to bang into this virus if you're fully vaccinated? Almost zero. So it sends the wrong message, and it gets in the way of a doctor like me trying to convince my patients to get the vaccine.
Extreme violence continues to grip Chicago, Illinois. 95 people were shot in Chicago during the long Independence Day weekend, including two police officers. In all, 16 died from their injuries. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. All is there, including the archive of the great guests that we produce every day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Archive is there, absolutely free to you because we're givers. That's the way we work, because God gave first, and we just keep, you know, paying it forward. That's what we believe in as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it finds, wherever we can find it. My good friend Lucas Miles is with us right now. He's become a trusted voice in the American church who addresses challenging topics in theology, politics, and culture. He hosts FaithWire's The Lucas Miles Show and co-hosts the Church Boys podcast. He's also written Good God, the One We Want to Believe In But Are Afraid to Embrace. And Lucas, good to finally connect with you, and great to have you on the show. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I am doing well, and always a pleasure to be on your program, Bill.
Well, Lucas, many have wondered, where has the church been? It's as if it's MIA. But your book, your new book, The Christian Left, would say that, no, it's just the church maybe in part has become undefinable because it has abandoned its core reason to exist and why Jesus established it to begin with.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that we have a dividing Christianity that it might not be yet, but it is starting to rival what we saw during the Protestant Reformation. The difference is, I think that there was more in common between the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church at that time than there is between a biblically minded church today and the progressive Christian left that exists, that have really abandoned foundational scriptural truths and basic premises of Christianity.
And I hope people caught that, because that is the whole issue here. Are you going to hold to the whole truth of the Word of God, or are you going to reflect the culture and embrace this idea that truth is relative? And as the devil said to Adam and Eve on that fateful day in the Garden of Eden, did God really say?
I think that's exactly what's happening. I mean, there's so many people that, here's the reality. The Christian left or progressive Christians, while certainly there's a spectrum of beliefs there, one of the earmarks of this is that the majority of them don't believe that the Bible is the Word of God, as in that it's authoritative or infallible or inerrant. Pew Forum did a study that found that only 24% of church-going Christians still believe that the Bible is the infallible Word of God, which means that 76% of the church today believes that the Bible is something less than that. And so that's really what we're facing and what we're up against. As a Christian, I believe God wins in the end, but it doesn't mean the American church is always going to thrive and prosper. And so, you know, we have to be sober-minded about this. And as believers, it's time to really get out of apathy and get into the Word and really start realizing that this matters.
It's not that we haven't been warned. I mean, Jesus was real clear in his admonition that this would happen, that people would be suddenly persuaded by, you know, those things that would itch their ears and but were really antithetical to what Jesus established when he established, his church. And here you've got this liberal thought that has really lost his way. But again, we're warned and told that this would happen. So no surprise here. But going back to what you're talking about with Pew, you know, Barna's extensive research as well really indicts the senior pastors in the pulpit today that less than 50% hold to a biblical worldview, that as low as 10% of Christians hold to a biblical worldview. And part of that definition of a biblical worldview is that you hold to the fact that the Word of God is the inerrant Word of God and the last testimony on any issue of life.
Yeah, it's really concerning. I mean, I have an office downtown South Bend, Indiana. We're a red state, but a blue county. And from my office downtown, there's probably four or five churches that are within about a half mile radius of my office that all of them are flying either a rainbow flag or a Marxist BLM flag above the crosses at their buildings. And this is a trend that we're seeing. I don't think that I'm alone in this. I think people have felt it. And even if churches aren't that extreme into kind of this leftist ideology where they're embracing, say, Marxism, there's still this sort of pull towards progressivism. Even a lot of our mainline churches, I mean, look at the divide that's happening right now in the Southern Baptist Convention, is that there is a divide between really more liberal progressive ideology and more traditional biblical mindedness. And I think that this is something that every denomination is facing today.
Well, I know I challenged my pastor and the Catholic Church here in Port St. Lucie because they ran an ad for Black Lives Matter in the Sunday Bulletin. And I just asked him, I said, do you really know what BLM represents? He didn't answer. I don't know, maybe it caused him to research and he thought that he didn't need to answer back. But I was surprised that that stayed in the bulletin for about a month, and I was disturbed by it. And I just prayed about it, said, okay, God, you got to reveal to him and to others what this represents. And slowly but surely, the big lie of Black Lives Matter has been coming out, and it's proving itself to be inadequate. And it's just been a rallying point that seems to be, you know, cool and, you know, being from the West Coast, everything is always metaphorically looked at like surfs up. And that's what it was, is it's kind of a surfs up kind of issue until you realize that there really isn't enough power in the wave to really carry the day.
Yeah, I am encouraged that more people are sort of discovering the dangers of you know, what's happening behind some of these organizations and their real intent. In fact, you know, there's real justice issues that should be important for us as believers that we need to, you know, we should be lead voices on. But, you know, unfortunately, the attempts and the methodology by which the left tries to go to solve those things, it usually has nothing to do with the issue itself when you get to the real bottom of it. It's about money. It's about power. It's about greed. And so, you know, there are ways that scripture provides for us to be able to deal with issues of justice, deal with issues of giving hope to people that are hopeless. And so I think that, you know, some of the things that are coming out about critical theory and the dangers of critical race theory, all this is kind of getting exposed. But, you know, the question is it just, you know, too little too late for a lot of people that have already kind of bought into this hook, line, and sinker? I'm optimistic the church is going to recover, but I think it's going to really take sort of a revival mindset and Christians that are strong in this to really get back to the business of making the word first place.
Well, they need to realize the history of the church, whether you're talking about slavery or even this issue of critical race theory that is before our culture today. What standard do you put it against? How do you bring that to the light of truth? If you don't have an activated church, if you do not have people, and by that, that's a church that believes in the Word of God. If you're not holding it to the standard of God's Word, then it just becomes an opinion. You know, facts ignored, you know, the truth is denied, and it's just he who has the loudest screaming voice seems to win the day. But meanwhile, it puts the rest of, you know, the rest of families and the country at large in a pernicious position, doesn't it, Lucas?
Absolutely, 100%. I was just talking to an Uber driver today, and she was from Nigeria, and she said, I just think that so many people are so entitled here, and if they really understood how good they have it, you know, they would think differently and really be thankful to God for all that he's given them here in America. And I just thought that was such a great, refreshing perspective from somebody who, you know, has only been here 4 years.
Right.
And she's just been, you know, so grateful for all that she has here in this nation.
You have to love our immigrants, no doubt about it. We've got more from Lucas Miles on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Lucas Miles, also of that Woof and Wharf, fresh and independent, who's a speaker, consultant, podcaster, film producer, president of the Oasis Network, author of the new book, The Christian Left, How Liberal Thought Has Hijacked the Church. As we said in the first segment, Lucas, we were warned that this would happen. Some would immediately look at Scripture in 2 Thessalonians 2:11, which predicts that God will in the end times judgment send a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie. You could question and say, well, is this consistent? Are we there? Or is this more of what Jesus warned us about in Matthew 24:24 that you and I talked about earlier, that there would be a rise of false messiahs, false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. I'm not necessarily seeing incredible wonders, but you might say to alter people's thoughts and to rewire them in such a short period of time, like, you know, aided by COVID and that. Who would have thought, Lucas, that, you know, people in general and the church specifically would be bowing its knee to something as ungodly as this new false messiah of the government and the isms of Marxism, communism, and socialism?
You know, it's really interesting. I started writing this book about two and a half years ago, and I knew that progressive Christianity was an issue, which is obviously why I started writing it. But I didn't realize how fast it was going to spread. And I think that 2020 and the shutdown and COVID and all of those things really just sort of exposed a lot of where people were. And it seemed to accelerate kind of this teaching. The second thing is, you know, you mentioned this idea of false messiahs. It's really interesting that, you know, so much of this talk about progressive Christianity has to do with critical theory and Marxism and critical race theory. And that in the church, that is called liberation theology. It's where we really get our ideas about social justice. And the founder in America of the liberation theology movement, his name's James Cone. He wrote about 50 years ago, he literally said that the Christ that we worship is not the same Christ that has been talked about by the church for the last 2,000 years. The God of the social justice movement, the God of Marxism, the God of you know, critical theory is not the same Jesus that is presented in Scripture. It's sort of this Frankenstein amalgamation. They've stripped him down to being the champion of the state rather than the savior of the world. And I think that Christians need to be aware of this. We really have to guard our hearts to make sure that we're not, you know, drawn into or misled by this false ideology.
Exactly. And in your book, you identify and refute the lies of the Christian left, just like what you just said right now. We've got to break it down because on the surface, like any illegitimate, you know, lie, it's not necessarily blatant. I mean, after you look at it and you ask some critical questions and you reason it out, you go, wow, this is really obtuse. How in the heck are we buying into this? What is going on? But that's the way the devil deceives. It's just, you know, one inch. You know, one half inch at a time. It just keeps progressing until next thing you know, you have abandoned God and you wonder, how in the heck did I get here?
Absolutely. I think that a lot of people are sitting in the pews each week and they're trying to figure out how their church got there. You know, they've seen this slow progression. And as I mentioned, this is a spectrum. You know, just because your church isn't, you know, flying a Marxist flag doesn't mean that they haven't been impacted by liberalism or leftism. And I think that, you know, Christians need to be asking the question of, can I influence my church, just like you did writing a letter to your priest? Can I influence my church back to the truth, or have they reached a place to where they're not willing to hear it anymore? They're not willing to follow the biblical, you know, guidelines anymore. And so therefore, I need to find a new place for my family to worship. I think that's really where we're coming to for a lot of people.
You also address how Jesus talked about love and what he meant by that. Unfold that for our audience, if you would, Lucas.
Yeah, in modern society, I think, especially with this progressive mindset, you know, the word love is taking on a very different meaning. Essentially, people view that, you know, to love me means that you have to agree with me. And if you don't agree with me, then not only do you not love me, but you must hate me. And so, you know, we really have this sort of view that, that love and acceptance and agreement are the same thing. The Bible teaches that Jesus came in grace and truth. He was the embodiment of both his unconditional love as well as this perfect picture of wisdom and truth. And I think that's the love that we need to seek to really emulate in society today. And that love is both inclusive in that it, Jesus died for the sins of the entire world, but it's also exclusive in that only those who receive him by grace through faith, who are able to acknowledge their need for a savior, their own depravity, are able to be able to experience the benefits of really being able to be called a child of God.
Exactly. Well, and this is important, you know, for people to understand, because right now the whole idea of love is being redefined in order to accommodate our misbehavior, isn't it?
100%. I think that, you know, the Jesus is oftentimes used as sort of this propaganda figure. You know, you'll hear statements of like, you know, Jesus was a refugee in order to support open borders, or, you know, Mikhail Gorbachev, for those who are old enough to remember, saying Jesus was the first great socialist, you know, which, of course, has been echoed by people like AOC and Bernie Sanders and others. And even, you know, this idea that, you know, how would, you know, would Jesus stand in the way of the love between two people, you know, this true love and, you know, being able to, you know, using that to support, you know, an LGBT agenda or same-sex marriage. You know, the reality is all of these are distortions of the truth. They're all a twisting of Scripture. Scripture is very clear on these issues. Christianity is a well-defined religion that's over 2,000 years old with a very strong authoritative work that we call the Word of God, that we believe is inerrant and infallible. And really, these things are, it's not a choose your own adventure story where I get just to kind of pick and choose the doctrines I want to follow and then make up the other ones that, you know, fit my, you know, particular agenda at the time. And that's really what we see happening today.
Well, in the church today, in the pews, amongst the people that you're sitting in close proximity with and without masks these days, there are real issues. We've got the weight of abortion weighing on women and an increasing number of men, Lucas, that because of the science and technology realizing they bought into a big lie in 1973 when Supreme Court basically created a law with Roe v. Wade. And here we are, 60 million babies aborted later, and they're realizing, oh, my God, I killed my child. And hearts are breaking, and for women that carry the weight of an abortion that are in the churches today, it's estimated, according to Barna, that probably a third of women in the pews today have had an abortion. And with that, you know, comes the heavy weight of shame, the idea that they murdered their child, God could never forgive them. Boy, I'll tell you, it just takes a little bit of empathy to have your heart broken and bruised and understand that these women, these people, these men whose hearts are breaking, that will carry this pain with them until the day they die, they need the salvation and the grace of Christ.
I think you're so right on this, and it's really this is a major issue why I think people are attracted to the left. You know, if we're able, and if we get past just the kind of the typical you know, conservative rhetoric of, you know, everybody on the left is, you know, this just monster sort of mindset. And we really just see people as people. I think people are drawn to some leftist ideals because of this sort of bleeding heart, this compassion. They want to be able to find a way to remove that guilt and that shame. And so the easiest way in their minds to do that is to take away any sort of absolute truth so that this becomes something that is, it's actually, you know, I mean, you have leftists that are going around praying for abortion doctors as they, quote, minister to these women by ripping their babies out of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, we as a church, we have to go to the other side of this. We have to offer grace to those who have made some bad decisions in life, who have gone through some difficult things. We have to love them where they're at and not just try to shove truth down their throat all the time. It doesn't mean that truth isn't true or that the Bible isn't true, but we're able to do that in love and minister to where they are. And I think this is what made Jesus a master of both grace and truth in the
example
that he gave us.
Well, I'll tell you, that is so powerful, and I'm so glad that you're pulling those two elements together. That is so key, truth and grace. That is exactly what Jesus exampled for us, that gives us you know, power, not for our own personal desire, but to give God the glory and to heal people, to, you know, continue to forward you know, the healing ministry of why Jesus came and to deliver us all you know, from sin and the cross. Thank you so much for being with us, Lucas. Take care.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has announced he will take action if Russia is involved in the latest ransomware attacks against thousands of small businesses in America. Dan Araki has more.
A criminal group has demanded $70 million in a ransomware attack that may have compromised up to 1 million computers, the biggest ransomware attack recorded. The attack against Kaseya VSA occurred over the holiday weekend, exposing clients who use the firm's software to remotely perform IT services. Investigators into the attack say more than 1,500 businesses could be affected. The group Our Evil has claimed responsibility for the attack, offering a universal decryption tool for the ransom. That's the same group with ties to Russia that executed an attack on meat processor JBS on Memorial Day, where they extorted $11 million from the company.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Monday the gradual easing of pandemic restrictions at the Canada-U.S. border. Canada's restrictions barring non-essential travel with the U.S. will remain in place till at least July 21st. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Back with you. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. And we respect your time. We respect your time by making sure that we bring on experts, people that know, that can advance the conversation and empower you with knowledge so that you're not poorly influenced by a narrative, by a progressive narrative that's loaded with propaganda. Well, after murders skyrocket by 800%, radical Portland DA says refund the police and bring in the feds. Why not? And a former federal prosecutor is saying Democrats have become a party to crime. He served as the White House fellow from 2018-2019. I'm talking about Clayton Fuller, our next guest, advising senior Trump administration officials on special operations oversight at the Department of Defense and advising the office of the vice president on countering the opioid epidemic. Clayton, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, there's so much to talk about. I mean, let's talk about opioids right now, only because what we're hearing with the open border policy that the Democrats and Joe Biden have enacted on the American people, I am told that the amount of opioids in a short number of months has profusely increased to the degree that it could kill every American 4 times. I mean, and this is just one, I mean, certainly a serious aspect of the open border, but this is what these policies are doing to the American people.
You're exactly right, Bill, and that's one of the things that I'm so inspired about with your show and talking about empowering the listeners to use information and understand how policies are impacting their daily lives and their communities. So not only was I a federal prosecutor, but I've worked as a local prosecutor as well, and I'm still an assistant district attorney in Northwest Georgia in an Appalachian community. Mm-hmm. And we were making real gains in the Trump administration in fighting this epidemic. It's a twofold epidemic with methamphetamine and with opioids. And unfortunately, as you were saying, when we moved away from having a sensible border policy with a wall that was going to make it difficult for the cartels to move product into the United States, just so every one of your listeners know, I've seen a marked increase since 2021 in the number of methamphetamine and opioid cases that I'm seeing. And 90% of the methamphetamine that I see coming into my community, that's true across American communities across the country, those are coming directly from the Mexican cartels. They make literally $21 billion a year. That's a larger profit than some countries like Iceland make. And they make $21 billion a year off of communities just like mine, mm-hmm. and ones that your listeners live in. And another thing that is, should be shocking to your listeners, we've actually seized more fentanyl at the border in 2021 than all of 2020. And that's directly related to a change in policy. The cartels look at strategic policy. They know what the incoming Biden administration was talking about from a border security standpoint, and they saw a profit. And I promise you, I don't have the figures for 2021, but when we look, it's always a kind of a nebulous idea. But when we look at the profits that the Mexican cartels are going to make off of United States drug use, it's going to be a large percentage increase in 2021. And the downstream impact of that is we lose 30,000 Americans a year to opioid and methamphetamine. Those are lives that we lose.
Yes.
I see bodies dropping across my communities and across Appalachia, and I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. And that's one of the things that I want to try to empower your listeners. It's not just an issue of border policy and impacting Texas, but this literally impacts lives across the country. And if you know someone that has this disease of addiction, border policy is making their ability to survive less likely.
And how many other crimes that are just, you know, they're kind of hiding in the shadows? I get in trouble, Clayton, because being Hispanic, I get a lot of Hispanics to come and go, Bill, why are you, you know, you're so concerned about the border? Why is that such an issue? Because I said, because it affects people's lives on both sides of the border. Do you realize these young girls? I mean, I can't imagine, you know, the Latin culture being what it is, fathers giving their children, you know, 8, 12-year-old girls on their journey, some cases by themselves or, you know, with some relative possibly, maybe yes, maybe not, but for their chance to get to America. And as they say goodbye to them, they give them a packet of birth control pills. And their daughter says, why? She says, well, it's going to be a dangerous trip and you might get raped. You might get sexually abused and you need to take this so that you don't get pregnant. I mean, that whole idea, again, knowing the Hispanic and the Latin people as I do, and for a father to be that desperate to give their child birth control pills, knowing that the chances of that child being raped and sexually abused on this journey to America, the promised land, are you kidding me? And then if they manage to get here, then they are incorporated into sex camps. And we've heard the stories that, there was, I believe, it was in Florida. I may be wrong. It could have been in Texas, but I know it was in the South where they were having these sex camps, Clayton, and the women are having sex as many as 20 times before 12 noon. They do give them a break. That's awful nice of them. They give them a break, let them have lunch, and then they're back to work at 2 o'clock for another 20 encounters, and they do this day in and day out. Now, what do you think is going to happen to these young women? Their life expectancy is absolutely imperiled. But meanwhile, America, the land of the free, home of the brave, sits there and says, hey, no big whoop. And this is just another one of the things, you know, that we talk about what it's doing in terms of killing people, but what it's doing to humanity, to people that, you know, we want to be empathetic for, and that if we were in that same situation, would we be scratching and crawling to try and get across the border to the land of the free? You better believe it. We probably would, for the sake of our families. So we understand the draw here and the magnet to this country, but the country itself and the Democrats, particularly with their policies, are totally irresponsible to these women that, you know, supposedly were a big part of the hashtag movement. Well, I guess the hashtag movement is only meaningful if it serves some specific political purpose.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Bill. And one thing that I'd encourage you and your listeners to do with your friends is say, all right, well, let's start a conversation with things that we can agree on. The first thing that we should agree on is that there should be no slavery in the 21st century, right? I think any reasonable person would agree with that. And I would ask them the question, you would agree that if you could travel back in time to 1619, to use a kind of loaded term in our society right now, you would do everything to orient law and policy of North America to ensure that there'd be no slavery. Well, why are we more concerned about 1619 when we have slavery at our border in 2021?
Exactly.
And that's not just me and Bill talking about this. You can look to recent comments by the FBI Director Christopher Wray. He was just recently saying that it's an epidemic issue with lethal drug smuggling, human trafficking, sex trafficking, gang activity, forced labor at the border, and as you mentioned, it's forced sexual labor as well. And we can add different terms to it in the 21st century, but there's no difference between what we're seeing at the border than what the slave trade looked like. And we can all agree that we should do everything we can in our society to orient law and policy to ensure that slavery does not exist in the 21st century. And that's what's so problematic. And that's the issue with so many folks that I talk about. They don't see it in those terms. They see it as hindering someone who just wants to get a higher paying wage in the United States. And those aren't the security issues that we're talking about.
Exactly. Well, we do have, believe it or not, we do have what I believe is a very effective immigration policy and program when it's working. But when you have an administration that flat out ignores it, I mean, what happens to those million or so people who come in every year that do it the right way? They've been waiting in line. I know in some cases people have been waiting for decades to come into the United States. And now all of a sudden there's a rush in the border and you get people coming in. And of course, sadly, they live in the shadows. They cannot, if there's a crime problem in their neighborhood, it's not like they can dial 911 because they're here illegally. This is a big mess. We'll continue our conversation with Clayton Fuller after this. Stay with us.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're looking for a revival, go be a revival of one, and don't be so afraid of the truth. We've got to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. That is the road to revival, ladies and gentlemen, and this will make a huge difference for you, your family, and this country of ours. Clay Fuller is with us, who served in the White House as a White House fellow from 2018 to 2019, advising senior Trump administration officials on special operations oversight at the Department of Defense and advising the Office of the Vice President on countering the opioid epidemic. Clay, you're such a small minority of people in light of, you know, those who get a chance to serve in any capacity of the White House. Maybe share your experience. Help us understand how special that was for you to serve the President and Vice President.
It was an incredible experience and really, really life-changing. There were definitely times where a meeting would happen and you would see the vice president and president. I was coming from being a local district attorney, and I love being in rural courtrooms, but you just had to kind of pinch yourself to think that you were actually in the West Wing with this administration that cared about communities like mine in Northwest Georgia. So just a couple of stories. There was one trip that took some national security leaders to Africa, and there was one goal in mind for me to get, they call them principals when you're essentially planning a trip for them. Mm-hmm. And we had to educate some of those principals on what we were doing in West Africa. My one goal was to get them to Timbuktu. And so I can honestly say that the Trump administration took me to Timbuktu and back.
Exactly. Well, how much fun is that? But and I got to imagine, as you are seeing the underbelly of our democratic process, what did it do for you? I mean, did it encourage you to think that, hey, common sense can still work? Or is it just so politically mired that, people are concerned about too many things other than serving the people?
that last portion was a major concern. So there were experiences when I worked for the Trump administration, specifically in national security, where you would see issues that the president had talked about publicly and essentially made policy publicly. Mm-hmm. And I saw firsthand, whether you want to call it a deep state or entrenched bureaucrats, I saw it firsthand where they tried to undermine that policy. Mm-hmm. And that is something, you know, talking about empowering your listeners, that is something that people need to know is a real thing. Mm-hmm. Bureaucrats get to D.C. In the executive branch. This is not something that the founders necessarily envisioned. And they have their own policy, regardless of what the administration and the American people are telling them. And I would not have necessarily believed the media reports on it without having seen it firsthand. And so I want to stress that there are incredible people in D.C. trying to do the right things, but specifically when the Trump administration was there, President Trump was the disruptor in chief for a number of good reasons. And he had a number of great people around him who were trying to kind of break some of these processes that had atrophied and tried to fix them that would work better for the American people and put America first. So I was really inspired to see that there are like-minded people across the country who are willing to go to D.C. and work for an administration and fight for the American people. There are just a number of impediments in their way, and we just kind of have to continue on our course. And as people who believe in an American first policy position, continue to advocate for that and make sure that we elect leaders who can successfully advocate for those principles.
Well, the problem with the bureaucracy, it is systemic. The deep state is alive and well, though Chuck Schumer and others say that it doesn't exist. I mean, on one hand, he says it doesn't exist. And on the other hand, he says, in a sense, kind of you shouldn't mess with Mother Nature because the deep state will come and get you. And this was an ongoing battle that the president had. But some of the things, as you said, were so obvious. I mean, for example, when we were having all those hearings with these, international diplomats that would come in, and you know, it was like they were spoiled brats. They would not last a week in America's business environment. They'd have been fired. They couldn't hold their ground, but here they are, you know, they're allowed to stay in these positions and move up, and it's almost it's like the Peter principle. They're rising to their level of incompetence, and that's not even enough. They just keep allowing them to stick around and do damage. And what they're more concerned about is that somebody moved their cheese as opposed to them following orders, because look at, you've got new management in town and this is the way it works, and get behind the new management and support what the management is doing regardless of your own political interest. And that came out real clear. And it was, it didn't take a genius to figure this out. I mean, you could just see it. I mean, I thought, man, these are grown-up people and officers, military officers acting like spoiled brats and obliterating the chain of command. How do you do that?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And it was extremely concerning to see it firsthand. And when you talk about the Peter principle, I get concerned when I start to look at the current administration, because the Democrat Party put two people at the top of the ticket who represent the Peter principle, and there are going to be real downstream effects, which is what we're talking about here today and what I'm seeing in my community. So we're just real concerned, because the Trump policies were working, and were working for the American people, and we just need to get back to that. And we have to fight for those policies.
Exactly. And how would the people, why would the people choose, to surrender something that was working, even though there was all kinds of propaganda? And I believe that these institutions, big tech, the legacy media and the like, corporate America, should be responsible for what they did in prejudicing, you know, this election. Whether or not the fix was in, everybody has their own opinion on it, because, you know, sure enough, the Democrats, the government, they, as always, they want to keep the facts hidden because they want us to believe that somehow somebody who had a hard time completing a sentence could rise to the level and be elected president and get, what, 7-8 million more votes than Donald Trump, who had this excellent track record. And now the people are paying for it. I mean, I've seen, you know, bumper stickers where I live in Florida saying I didn't vote for him. And, you know, and here you got buyers, you know, sort of get, you know, buyer's remorse. And, you know, people have been wondering, you know, a majority of America still feels that this 2020 election was rigged, that the party, the Democratic Party, has shown themselves to be the party of voter fraud. And meanwhile, we're having to pay for what was manufactured by the Democrats and the cabal here between, as I say, the legacy media, you know, big tech and corporate America. I mean, just this holiday alone, we paid a dollar more per gas. We threw away our energy independence. We gave, you know, Russia, you know, energy empowerment with their new pipeline. We shut down our pipeline. You know, open the borders. I mean, it's just been one idiotic and really, and I do not like the word. And whenever my father would hear me say it, he would like look at me and say, that's not a nice word, but there isn't a better word to describe it. It's just stupid. It's just absolutely stupid what they've done.
Yeah. And it's hurting the wallets of American families with food prices going up, whether you're trying to, after the pandemic, thinking about maybe doing a renovation to your house, or if you're in a construction job, those products associated with that are going up. And so, you know, the most entrenched bureaucrats or the deep state on the economic side say that inflation is not something that we should ever worry about. Well, you know, that's tough to say to an American right. family that's just trying to live paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. And it's. I think we're going to. I've been talking about this for a long time. As we put more money into the American economy from the federal government, that's all we're going to see. Our rising exactly. prices. That's going to have major issues for American families who are just trying to make it.
Exactly, and, it's inevitable, without a doubt. Just like it is with these policies that have happened in the cities run by Democratic. You know, mayors and governments, you know, you got murder skyrocketing, you know, that you wrote about by 800%. And particularly in Portland, the radical Portland DA says, refund the police and bring in the feds.
Obviously, I'm getting a little cheeky there. He ran. If folks, if your listeners, I love that line that you have of a revival of one. This is why I started writing about this stuff. As a prosecutor, I'm dedicated to my career and my oath of doing justice for my community. And it's problematic to see my profession start to Bill, frankly, I don't want to say mean things about people, but and your father may chastise me for saying stuff like this, but these are unserious people who are running for serious positions.
Exactly.
And I would encourage all your listeners to look up Schmidt's interview with his college buddy, Awkward, who is a radical Antifa militant, and you're going to be shocked at what you're seeing as an elected official in a major American city. And the result is an 800% increase in the murder rate in Portland.
Yeah, and they yawn. And look what's happening in Chicago with Lori Lightfoot along the same way. But, you know, Lori Lightfoot, the reason that she's under scrutiny is only because she's a woman and black. You know, so we'll play the victim card and dodge accountability. I guess that's the easy way to do it. Clay Fuller, honor, thank you so much for being with us. I look forward to continuing the conversation and having you back whenever you can get the time. Take care.
Absolutely, Bill. Thank you for this honor. Thank you for your listening.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get...